podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to the Gospel of Matthew. We'll be in chapter 25 with today's reading of the Mass, with verses 37 through 46. Then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you? And the king will say to them in reply, Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me. Then they will answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs? He will answer them, Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me. And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. So today in Matthew 25, verses 37 through 46 is a powerful passage that emphasizes the importance of recognizing and serving those who are marginalized and in need. In this scripture, Jesus speaks of the final judgment, where the righteous are separated from the unrighteous based on their actions towards others. The verse highlights the profound truth that our treatment of the least among us, those who are hungry, thirsty, strangers, naked, sick, or imprisoned, reflects our relationship with Christ Himself. When Jesus states, Whatever you did for me, one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. He calls us to radical understanding of compassion. Serving the vulnerable is not merely an act of charity, but an expression of faith and devotion to Christ. Each act of kindness, each moment spent uplifting the downtrodden, becomes a sacred service to Him. This passage challenges our perceptions of worth and dignity, reminding us that every individual matters to God, regardless of their societal status. As followers of Christ, we are urged to embody His love by actively engaging in the lives of those who suffer. We are called to step out of our comfort zones, to listen to the stories of the marginalized, and to extend our hands and hearts in service. This is not optional. It is the very essence of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. In a world that often overlooks the least fortunate, let us strive to remember the calling that lies in our faith. May our eyes be opened, our hearts be softened, and our actions always reflect the love of Christ. For in serving others, we serve Him. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. We always pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And this is a novena, day two, for my Uncle Roy, for the repose of the soul of Roy Wiggins. He died on Friday. Uncle Roy, we will remember you in our prayers, and we hope that you transition over in peace. We pray for Holy Mother Church as we do each day. And our prayers for our niece Brittany are always constant. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Matthew 25. It's verses 37 through 46. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stanzas strong. It's titled, These Will Go Off to Eternal Punishment. In times to come, the world will see the call to love from you and me. When asked, Lord, when did we embrace what you did for the least? It was me you faced. For in the hunger, the thirst, the cold, in the weary heart, the tales of old, you showed me kindness, a gentle hand. In every act, you took a stand. The sick and stranger, the lonely soul, each life matters, each story whole. The least among us, the lost and meek, to serve them truly is what we seek. For when we stand for those for throne divine, our deeds will speak, our hearts align. Did we reach out? Did we provide? Or turn away with hearts of pride? So let our hands be open wide to lift up those who've been denied. In every gesture reflect his grace, for in serving others we see his face. The sheep and goats a lesson clear, compassion warms, dispels all fear. From the depths of love let hope arise, for in every heart let mercy comply. Remember this as life unfolds, in each small action love's story told. For in Matthew's words we find our way to serve, to love the least in our day. Amen. I am Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's February 23rd, 2026, and we're recording this morning at 4:36, it looks like, a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you as we remember today that when we are seeking the lost, when we are seeking those who are hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison, we must learn to minister to their needs. That means listening to them, having conversation with them. Just don't give them some money and walk off. Be a part of their lives somehow. Give them courage and understanding that Jesus recognizes them as his own. And we too recognize them as the own of Jesus. Amen. So we close today in Jesus' name as we often do. Remember that if you forget to give to the least, he will forget you when you transfer over. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.